It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Very well.
Good.
Lovely storm, lovely weeks. It's a great summer.
It is.
And I want to talk about focus today. I've been watching the Olympics a lot. And watching, have you been watching?
Oh,
nodding?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's addicted to it.
It's inspiring.
It
and it's also, you watch how some athletes have this calm and others fall apart. They have one little thing and they fall apart. Yeah. And it's painful to watch. And it reminded me about how much we all could learn about focus, because that's part of the Olympic athletes' training.
Huge.
Huge. And so then I put some notes together about focus yesterday, and I came out this morning to look at my notes, and I realized my notes had no focus, because there's so much you can talk about.
How disconcerting.
Well, you could talk about multitasking. You can talk about long-term focus. You can talk about day-to-day, you know, what's most important to do today. And I thought, okay, I think I'll focus on athletes and the lessons from them. Mm-hmm. I've got this wonderful book, Mind Gym by Gary Mack, who's a sports psychologist. And I thought, I'll go to that, because it's a lot of what I'm observing in the Olympics reminds me of what he talked about in his book in sports psychology, which truly all of us can learn from. I think there's a lot that the Olympic athletes do that we could use in our day-to-day life to just turn it up a notch in terms of being more effective or more happy. Speaking of being more happy, one of the things that research in athletes shows is that if they focus on the joy of what they do and not how they're going to perform, they do much, much better. So 80% of athletes who had this like knockout performance, they said they felt no fear of failure. They weren't thinking about it. They were just letting go of outcome and just doing what they loved to do. Like, for example, I don't know if you saw the 2002 Olympics with Sarah Hughes. This is the Winter Olympics. This is a young, I think it was a really young teenager. And she was in the figure skating competition. And after the short program, was fourth, which is basically she's not going to, I mean.
Yeah, out of the medals.
Out of it.
Right.
So she just decided she had nothing to lose and just decided to throw herself into that skating routine with abandon. Sports Illustrated summarized it as she skated with uninhibited joy. She did these three triple something or others that had never been done before, and despite all odds, won the gold. But it was one of those where you let go and just allow yourself to do it for the joy of it, and that over and over and over again, that you're more relaxed. So, for example, I wasn't thinking about this presentation I'd done a week ago, and as I was working on my notes, I thought, you know, some of this has been seeping in, because I had done this, was doing this presentation, and I have to say, all the prep for the last 6 months is a big presentation. All the last 6 months, it's been funky. You know how something, like when you're doing a project, everything's like a beat off.
Yeah.
Like we think we know we're going to do it, and then the location changes. We think we know how we're going to do it, but then you can't do it in that space. And you think you know what time it's going to start, but it's actually showing a different time. We found that out the morning of.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, it's just one of those really, it was all, and what, but I was walking out the door to do this, and my husband said something like, you know, isn't it great? You love learning about how to show up as our best selves. And isn't it great that you get to share that with others? And I thought, yes, that's what I love doing. I need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I love this learning. It's sometimes hard to apply it to myself, but it's still, I get a lot of joy from understanding how we work and how we can just get a little bit better, a little bit more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And so that reminder, I was like, okay, I'll hold that. So it almost became my mantra for this endeavor, which then leads to the second lesson from athletes. So the first, focus on the joy of what you do, not how it appear. The second one is, you can't control your performance until you're in control of yourself. So there's a whole mind game part of all that we do, certainly for athletes. So, for example, this is a study of basketball players, and they took one group and they had them do shoot free shots for 1 hour. The second group, they had think about shooting free shots for 1 hour. And the third group, half hour of free shots and a half hour of visualizing free shots. Which group did the best?
Probably the visualizers.
The third group.
The third group, okay.
The third group, both practice and visual.
Okay.
And that whole thing about, we have so much capacity in our brain to sort of pave the path, as it were. So to think about how do I want to show up, what's most important. And often we instead let negative thoughts come in. So we think what we want to do, but think, oh, but I don't want to do that, mm-hmm. right? I know,
so
certainly.
Then, whoop, there
yeah,
you go.
You go into the don't want. And so what elite athletes have learned is how to, like if they make that little slip on the pole, whatever vault they're doing or something, they learn how to hit the reset button really quickly. At least get to a neutral thought, yeah. if not back to what I want yep. as opposed to what I don't want.
Yep.
So for this presentation that I'm doing, I spent a fair bit of time thinking about what my husband had said as I went out the door, and I was thinking about how I want to show up. And my one colleague said, you know what we need to do is just let go of all of our prep and just be there and be present mm-hmm. with, and it's like, oh, that's great, you know, great advice. And then right before we're going to go on, I hear a criticism that I could have taken personally. Pretty easily taken personally. And so it goes in and I'm thinking, oh man, I need to do really good today because that criticism, I need to prove her wrong. And then, I thought, wait a minute. That's not how I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't want. You know, that, yeah. I had visualized it flowing down the river, just going past and not getting stuck in my backwash of thought
mm-hmm.
And just focused on being present. And my colleague said, gee, it felt like we were magic. And I said, you know, it was really enjoyable because we weren't worried about how we were going to show up. We were, and we controlled ourselves to be present. So I didn't get hooked on that negative yep. stuff. And so I think that whole lesson from athletes is how do we control our minds? We have a lot of ability there and it takes practice. Because mm-hmm. you know that when something negative comes in, it can stick, mm-hmm. it can derail. So that's the second one. But the third one, which you just see by the athletes and the commitment they have, is you got to know what you want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly have a joy and a love and a passion for whatever sport they have chosen. I'm going to take a quote from Stephen Jobs founder of Apple. This is the quote. That's been one of my mantras, focus and simplicity. Simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple. But it's worth it in the end because once you're there, you can move mountains.
Mm.
And if you read about Steve Jobs and his biography about how when he came back to Apple after leaving it, he was very, very strict at getting them down to four things. They had all these products, like 20 products, and developed four. And he focused it. And I thought, wow, that is just amazing. And with that power of simple focus, just like the Olympic athletes, to kind of clear out focus. Well, what is it for us? Now, this is from Mind Gym again, from Gary Mack. He worked with professional baseball players and the mind game of professional baseball players. And what he would have them do is think about what their personal keys of success were. Personally, what does it feel like? When am I at my best? And he had to put that on one side of the index card. And the other side of the index card, he goes, and how do you do that? What do you know about yourself, about how you show up as your best? Now, for a baseball player, that's a lot of technical things about balance and how they throw the ball. But for us, I thought, well, that's really kind of a nice way to start thinking about that personal focus, is what I want to focus on. What do I know about my keys to the success, the things that when I really am in my game, what are they? And then how do I know I'm there? And I know for me, watching the Olympics has reminded me that we all have that capacity. You know, we think about focus, it could be the moment to moment being present, which is incredibly powerful. It could be moment to moment in a day, knowing what's most important, what gets my energy today,
mm-hmm.
what's most important, and then in our life. And what do I want to focus my life on? So keeping it focused on that, not letting all this distraction that happens in our day-to-day pull me off what's really mine to do. We have so much power to make that happen.
Very cool. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.